computer.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Today is April 9th. It is 6:08 p.m. Looks like on the members present, we have myself, Becky Kemp, Don Fouts, Marty Bank, Eli Lara, and Juan. Those members that are absent is Cody Case, Alfredo Figueroa, Angela, and Rosie. We also are joined by Elogio Alejandre, Yvonne Medina, Omar Gossain, and Brian Cates. Let's go ahead and get started. Welcome everybody back. We'll hand it over to you, Brian.
Okay, thank you. Good evening. Okay, I'm going to share my screen here. Okay. So here's our PTI off. I'll just take a look at this really quick. And then we'll look at our budget summary. And then I'll just mention a couple of other things quickly here. PTIF, still great place to have our cash reserves. From February to March, you can see the increase there, 8,700 to about 9,300. So that's great. Interest earned total this fiscal year just over 78,000. So still a great place to have our cash budget summary. As of the end of March, we are 75% through the fiscal year. So coming to a quick end here, to the school year as well as the fiscal year. Operating margin right now just under 3.5% forecasted for this year, so a little leaner than we're used to seeing. We went through a lot of the detail in the finance meeting earlier today and went through a lot of the detail. Everything's pretty tight as far as our expenses go. We were able to add a small amount of additional revenue just recently, so that'll be reflected in next month's report. Overall, on the expense side, things are right around that 75% figure. So pretty tight. We'll more than likely see some increases in some line items. Alohi and I will continue to work very closely to make sure that we maintain these margins. Cash position is pretty typical for this time of year. Slight decline, still very strong overall. And then enrollment, as always, holding steady. 534 was the enrollment as of the end of March. The legislative estimates, I expected them to be sent out sometime last week, which was spring break. Typically they send them out by the beginning of March. We haven't seen them yet. I actually sent an email to the state asking when they would be published, and they said they were going to send them out on Friday. So once I get those on Friday, I'll start putting together a budget for next year. As you all know, there was a 5% increase to the WPU, and then another pretty good increase to the local replacement line item, charter school local replacement. So although the increase is good, we'll still be conservative on our budgeting, just like we always are, so that we can be sure to have some buffer for any unexpected expenditures next year. So in my conversations with Elokio, I let him know that next time he and I meet, which is in a couple of weeks, we'll start to put together that preliminary draft of the budget for next year, and then we should have a draft of that to share in next month's finance meeting as well as board meeting. That will be good to do that, considering, as you all know, we approve that final budget and the preliminary budget for next year in the June meeting. Any questions on any of that?
Quick question. You said that in the financial committee meeting, you discussed a lot about some of the things, such as the being at 3.45, I think it was, for cash. Could you give us a summary of the the main reasons for this?
Main reasons for what?
For being, could you scroll up? Let's see. Its operating margin was 345, right? Yeah. So it's a little lower than in the past. What are the main reasons why it's lower?
Our significant increase to our expenditures, particularly in the salaries and benefits.
Okay.
There are other contributing factors, obviously. I mean, another one, for example, we have more expenditures in our special education contract expense relative to what we budgeted. A couple of other line items are contributory there as well.
One of them,
Again, go ahead.
Brian, one of them that is significantly higher than we expected is the retirement system. That one keeps increasing quite a bit more than we expected.
Yeah, year over year, we've tried to be conservative in a lot of our line items. That the one that Elohio brought up is running high this year as well, which was unexpected. I mean, we're getting close to $500,000 forecast in just our URS retirement line item alone. Yeah, to his point, that one's running a little high. Those are some of the main ones. But that being said, I mean, it's a lower operating margin than we're used to seeing. But that being said, between 3 and 5% is, typically where a charter school of your of Esperance's tenure is, expected to have a charter school in existence, 5 to 10 years. You're looking between 3 and 5% operating margin, forecasted operating margin. So it's a pretty average spot. It's just lower than we're used to seeing in prior years, that's all.
Okay.
Other questions? Okay. Thanks, Becky. That is all I had.
Unmute myself. Thank you very much, Brian. Appreciate it. Okay, we actually do not have the March minutes. I was preparing them. I thought they were done, but we'll have to defer those until next month. The next thing on our agenda is to review and approve the new salary tables. I will let you present this, Elohio.
My apologies. I was my battery is kind of low. I was trying to figure it out. But anyway, you received the salary schedules. I spoke with Becky and I spoke to Juan to just get some feedback on what they thought, and we agreed that that's what we need to do this year. It's a 5% increase, similar to the state increase for all schools. And the state made permanent that $4,200 what do they call it, Brian?
Oh gosh, you made me slip it out of my mind too.
$4,200 I forget what they call that, but it's an incentive for teachers to remain in the profession. Right?
Are we talking educator salary adjustment?
The $4,200 for every teacher. Yeah, so the salary looks very, very healthy. I've been looking at other schools, and I think we're very, very competitive even with school districts. I can answer any questions you may have at this time.
Elokia, you said it's close to the state legislative increase. How close?
It is exactly what they gave us. They gave us 5%.
Oh, okay.
So we would be voting to approve the legislature 5% plus the typical 5% on top of that, correct?
So we the 4200 is what they gave us last year. Now they made it permanent. So that one is comes directly from the legislature, and then we're doing 5%, which is exactly what the state gave us. So we're not doing more than the state gave us. The state gave us 5% increase, the WPU, and that's what we're giving the employees.
That's not a discretionary decision, is it? I mean, if the state gave us that with an earmark for that specific use, we don't really have much discretion to vary that, do we?
Not with the 4200, the 5%, you do have discretionary powers because last year you guys bumped it up so high, much higher than the, I think the state gave us 8% increase, and we increased it by about 20, 22%, I think it was. So you guys, the board can increase or decrease the amount. Yes. That's why I contacted a couple of the board members just to see what they thought, and we thought that at the 5% would be okay.
Yeah, I think it's okay because now that we finally caught up a little closer to what most of the school districts are doing, we're still a little, even a little bit lower than Granite School District, but I think now we're competitive. So doing sticking to what they're giving us, I think it's safe. We don't want to go crazy either, but 5% and the 4200, I think that's something we can do.
What's Granite School District doing?
Granite School District, which is the school, the district where the Esperanza Elementary is, we're very close to them. So we're not as high as them, but we're very close. And so I think we're good doing that. Just what the state and the legislator is giving us. No more than
Close
that.
as in a few percentage points or a few fractions of a percentage point?
No, I think Juan is talking about the amount of salary. Right, Juan?
Yes.
And is the percentage increase in salary that we're doing, how does that compare to what Granite School District is doing?
Most states stay close to the 5%. Some districts give 4%. That it varies throughout the state, but I think a lot of them try to stay with a 5% increase.
Yeah, do we know what Granite School District's increase is?
They haven't announced it yet that I know.
Yeah, they're still negotiating with their union.
Oh, okay. Well, I was just interested. I don't have any objection to that. I kind of tend to defer to on an issue like this to those who are closer to the compensation issues than I am. So I don't have any objection to that.
Okay.
Okay, does somebody want to motion then to approve or make a motion?
We need.
I'll take a motion to approve the proposed salary table that was emailed to us, which includes 5% raise and the 4200 by the legislator.
Marty Banks Boots seconds the motion.
Is anyone opposed? Okay, with no opposition, we will go ahead and mark this as approved unanimously. This will bring us down to discussion and informational items. The first item on the agenda is background checks. Do you want to talk a little bit more about that, Elohio? I didn't
Yes,
know if
yes,
folks
yes.
had done completed them or not.
Yeah, so the Ari sent you all the background check for those people that haven't done it so that they can get it done. She's going to send me a list with those that are done, but I think all the new board members don't have them on file. So we'll just need to have you guys that haven't done it, just go down to, I think they on the there's an address on the form, and we will reimburse you. I think there's, I don't recall how much it costs, but it costs a little bit of money. We'll reimburse you for that payment. Are there any questions about that?
I did have a question. So you were sending that form through email, you said?
I think Ari sent it with the agenda, did she not?
Oh, okay. I'll double check. It's probably there with an attachment.
Okay.
It's not there. Just let us know,
Yeah, I
and we
think it
can get it
is,
to you.
but yeah, if you can't find it, let me know.
Hey, sorry. Can I, before we move on, can I just jump in really quick?
Yes.
There was one item. I failed to mention that needs to be reflected in the board minutes is that's just the fraud risk assessment that we do every year. We completed that as a finance committee, and the score improved by 20 points because we now have a CPA on staff. There was a question asking if the entity has a licensed or certified expert. So we at Red Apple do have a CPA on staff now. So total score, total risk level is very low. So we'll just keep that on file until it's due to the state. So just wanted to let everybody know that was completed. Thank you.
Thank you, Brian. Okay. All right. So Juan motioned to approve. Was that Marty that seconded the motion for the salary
Yes.
tables? Okay, sorry about
Yes.
that. I just did not finish recording that thought. Okay, let's go ahead and move on to the seventh grade committee expansions. Marty, do you have anything to report on the operations side?
I do. Just as a refresher for anyone that needs it, last board meeting we talked about, we questioned whether we should have two separate companies involved in the two separate tasks. The first task is kind of the a consultant for the financial path, and the second part was a separate consultant for the sort of project management path. And I think we were all aligned and in a consensus that we indeed ought not to hire one company for both tasks, but to retain two separate companies for or consultants for each individual task. And more specifically, we got good information from on the first of those tasks, the financing piece, from both Roundtable and from David Robertson with the new group. I think the new entity is called LRYB, or I might have that mixed up, but he's the same guy who advised us the last time we sought financing for the main camp, our underlying existing campus. And long story short is, I think we were confident on our last conversation that we were comfortable with either one. As I expressed then, I'm comfortable with either one, but between the two, I'm more inclined to go with Dave Robertson. He's the guy who helped us before. He knows us. He's handling currently about two-thirds of all the ex well, not currently. He has handled about two-thirds of all the expansions in the area, and he's currently got three expansions going on. So it was just further confirmation that he's the guy with the experience, and he knows what he's doing, not just with expansion projects, but he knows our school. And I think, Becky, you had asked if I would follow up to make sure we had a good apples to apples comparison on their respective fees of the financial consultants. You'll recall that Roundtable gave us a bid of approximately one half of 1% of the financing amount. So they gave us a percentage estimate for their fee. Again, their fee would be one half of 1% of the amount that we end up financing. In contrast, Dave Robertson's fee is not a strict, it's not a percentage, but rather a dollar, straight up dollar fee that has a range in it. He said it would be between $40,000 and $50,000. When we took that median point, $45,000, and converted it, applied that percentage to the amount that we anticipate financing or, a range, the two fees ended up being almost exactly the same. Robertson's fee ended up being 0.6, 0.6 of 1%, whereas the Roundtable's fee was one half of 1%. But that was kind of more of a stab in the dark. So, one half of 1% is very close to 0.6 of what of a 1%. So they're essentially exactly the same. And so with that said, I'm we've got the luxury of two great alternatives here, but given Robertson's, I think, superior experience and familiarity, superior familiarity with us and our school and our and the confidence that we've established through his last go round with us, I would recommend we go with Dave Robertson.
I would recommend that as well.
So if we're to make a motion and the motion were to pass, is there any reason, Eulogio or anybody else, why we ought not to go ahead and move forward with the financing piece of that equation, and then in the ensuing weeks, kind of follow up with the retaining a consultant for the project management pathway? That's less urgent than the financing piece.
I don't see any reason why we couldn't move forward, Marty.
Juan, do you have any objections with going that route?
Nope.
No? All right, then I will motion to approve the selection of, is it LYRB with David Robertson for the financing portion of the operations committee?
Marty Banks seconds that motion.
Does anybody oppose or does anybody have any questions before we move on? Okay. Nothing said, nothing heard. We'll mark that as approved. The next question or the next one we have is
Hey,
looking
Mickey,
at
before you leave that, then unless I hear otherwise, I'm gonna move forward with approaching Dave and get that ship launched. We don't need to, pay in advance, and if the deal doesn't go through, we don't have to pay him at all. So it's kind of a win-win for us. So barring any concerns right now, I'm gonna go ahead and reach out to Dave in the next few days. Okay.
Sounds perfect.
Sounds
Thank
great.
you.
Thanks, everyone.
Okay. Going on to the curriculum side of the house, I know last month Juan had asked for, a list of positions and faculty and for the new expansion. Juan, do you have anything to report?
No, we don't have anything yet.
Juan, I have not hired the seventh grade teachers yet. They
Okay.
are on a holding pattern, waiting for this, for what we just did today, the salary increases. So, in fact, one of them called me today, and she will be, I'll call her tomorrow to come in to sign the agreement. Then I can send you a list of all the teachers that I have planned.
Okay, once I receive it with from Elogio, we'll share it
Yeah.
Okay.
for yeah.
All right. Perfect. Thank you. Okay. Well, that's it on that. It's over to you, Elohio, for the Executive Director Principal Report.
Okay. Can you all see the PowerPoint?
Yes.
Awesome. The we're it looks like we're finishing the year with 538 students. Some of them came back from the vacations a little late, so we allowed them back in. But we're at 538 as of today. We are right now preparing for the testing, which is coming up in less than a month. At the end of the month, we start with the testing. So we're gearing up our students. We have about 125 students staying after school, preparing for the test. And we're doing tutoring and helping some students get ready. We did our first lesson plan, cultural lesson plan, and we are starting our second one, and it'll be due by April 30th. We gave them a little bit of an extension because the other one, the past one, was a little bit late finishing up. Kindergarten registration is over. We have 90 students registered with a grand total of 580 students registered to start next year. Remember that our maximum is 575, so we're a little bit above because we typically have a few students that leave us before we start. So we don't want to go too far above it because our school, we're limited in space. So this year coming up, we may remain between 560 to 575 because of space. You all have been invited, I hope, to the 10th anniversary of our school on April 20th coming up. If you haven't, let me know so that I can get you on the list. But we're moving forward with our committee. Was there any questions about that one?
So the event starts at 11 a.m. And what time does it end?
At 2, 2 p.m.
11 to 2. So could you tell us a little bit about the agenda? So it's just like, what is it?
Well, we have, of course, we have our choir performing. We have our mariachi performing. We have recognition of teacher or faculty and staff who've been there longer than 5 years, I believe. And we have teachers introducing themselves, the current faculty. And so it's just a time for celebration. We will end the celebration with a performance by one of the best mariachis in the state of Utah, Mariachi Guzman. So that's kind of the ending.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Yep.
Don't forget the tacos.
Oh, we will have the tacos. I forgot about the tacos. We will have tacos for everyone.
Because it's during lunchtime. I'm going to be hungry.
Yeah. We will feed you, Juan. Trust me.
Good.
Would encourage all the board members, if you can, please do your best. Make the time and attend. It goes a long way, and it will mean a lot to the teachers and the faculty at the school.
Yes. So the next item is board meetings. We have one more on May 14th. And then we'll have the strategic planning meeting in Park City. I sent you a message to let me know if you're staying Friday night, the 21st and the 22nd, or just the 21st, so that we can finalize the agreement with the hotel in the next couple of days. And that's it.
There is a form to reserve the rooms without paying it in case someone cannot make it in the last minute.
Yes, yes. And we do have leadership people that can attend in case you cannot.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we've got it handled. Any other questions?
Not here.
Awesome.
Okay, none here. Before any of the board members, voting board members, get off the call, I will go ahead and close this meeting. I'm going to stop the recording. It is now 6:37 p.m. We will see you at the meeting in May. If you can stop the recording.
Did you need me to also sign off?
Go ahead and stop the recording now, and then I will have the non-voting board members go ahead. They can step off the call. I don't think, I think we should still be able to stay on, Alohio, even though you're not on.
Okay.
Maybe not. I don't know.
Maybe where do I stop the recording?
Probably at the top or the bottom.